When it comes to achieving goals, meeting our own expectations, or getting the desired results, I think it's safe to say we can get in our own way. I know this all too well because I've tripped over my own ego a time or two. I've allowed limiting beliefs to overshadow what I know I'm capable of, and I've recognized when I've abandoned my own instinct to imitate what I see others doing. If this is familiar to you, this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast is exactly what you need today. Before continuing, though, make sure you subscribe and have something to jot down notes on because I would love to read your thoughts from the comments. Let's go ahead and dive in. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Over the last 20 plus years, I've learned a thing or two about how to be more humble, speak kindly to myself, and how to interpret what I see others doing instead of imitating them. I'd rather give you the benefit of my experience than have you trip and fall off out there all on your own. That said, I want to introduce to some and remind others of two concepts that make it much easier to achieve your goals, meet your expectations, and get your desired results. These two concepts are habit stacking and workflows. Let's start with habit stacking. To be honest, I've always practiced habit stacking, but didn't realize it and didn't know it had the name until recently. I just considered it actions of routine, right? My personal hygiene, for instance. My formula is to brush my teeth, wash my face, and put on deodorant. In my head, I don't do one of these actions without doing the other two. Another routine or habit stack that I never thought much of was the one that was drilled into me by Coach Hodge during my driver's ed class. And he said, put on your seatbelt, check your mirrors, and put your foot on the brake before you turn on the engine. Who else had that driver instructor? The point I'm making is we all have a method to our madness. Habit stacking is bundling activities according to already established habits. If you want to make it easier on yourself to achieve goals, meet your own expectations, and get your desired results, I suggest taking some time to look at your existing habits and determine how you can optimize them by stacking on more. Habit stacking works because neurological wiring already exists for the first time. Now, y'all know I had to look that up. That is not something that I knew on my own. But the idea is your brain is already on autopilot to perform the first habit. So there's no need to recreate a path for forming and executing a new habit. Now, I know neuroscience is fascinating. I think it is anyway. So if you do, holler in the comments and tell me if you are geek, if you geek out to neuroscience as well. Like anything worth investing in, it's important to do your due diligence. I mean, like I just said, I don't know anything about neurological wiring, but I do know how to read and how to look it up and understand it, and that's what I've done. And for the purposes of this podcast, I think it's important to talk about here because so often we beat ourselves up because we can't stick to a habit. We can't seem to get it right. We always end up doing the same thing over and over again. That's not the right thing. These neurological pathways are kind of the reason for that. And it's because we've conditioned ourselves to habit stack, but we don't think they're habit stacking, right? We did. I don't know. Maybe you're not like me, but I didn't consider that to be what it was. But you're right. There is a certain pattern of activity that happens given a certain set of circumstances. I'm an emotional eater. So when I get upset or frustrated or scared or nervous, I always turn to an ooey gooey chocolate chip cookie, which is the reward that makes me feel better. So we'll get into habits in just a second. We'll get into a little bit more about that. I don't know if I'll do that here or if I'm going to talk about that in a video, maybe a video. So just make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube channel as well. But anyway, neuroscience is fascinating and it's really helpful when you're the type of person who is hard on yourself because you didn't do something the right way or something triggered you and you had the same old reaction that you always have and you wish that you would have done it differently. That's definitely something that has happened to me. But it's good to know that it's not because I'm weak or because, you know, something is wrong with me, but it's because I've already carved out that pathway and my brain just goes there because it's easier. It's the path of least resistance. And so I thought that it was good to put that in there. But like anything worth investing in, it's important to do your due diligence. And that's what I was talking about just there. In order to create successful habit stacks, though, I do believe you should consider the following steps. Now, again, we just talked about what habit stacking is and the importance of it, the negative side. You saw that there. Like if you have a negative pattern that you always seem to go to and you wish you could change, that is because of the neurological pathways. And so it may be a good idea to start stacking some better behaviors on top of those habits that you already have so that you can start pushing those bad habits out of the way. I equate it to like you're trying to lose weight and you're watching what you eat and you're trying to stop drinking so many sodas. Well, if you tell yourself that you stack on having to have two glasses of water before you have the soda, make that a part of the habit stack, then you can start to flush out the soda altogether or at least minimize it. See how that works? That's what I'm talking about here. But anyway, let's look at these steps if you want to create a successful habit stack. First, you want to take inventory of your current habits. Like I said, you drink too many sodas and you want to drink more water. Okay, let's look at that. Notice the actions taken that seem to operate on autopilot. You have a soda when you first wake up in the morning. That's a habit that you've formed, but it's one that you want to overcome. Okay, so let's see. That is what your current action is that's happening on autopilot. So if I were you, I'd have a notepad to jot them down, right? So you can list them out. And then you want to pay close attention to the time of day and other similar circumstances associated with this habit. Again, if it's first thing in the morning, if it's after lunch, if it's after you've been stressed out, if it's after you've had an argument, something like that. Take note. With all habits, the key is to identifying specific cues, triggers, and rewards that will help you form your newly stacked habit and make it stick. Okay, so let's go back a little bit and talk about these cues, triggers, and rewards. That's what I meant when I was saying when I'm emotional, I eat a ooey gooey chocolate chip cookie and it makes me feel good. The cue is the emotional state. That's what triggers me to have this emotional response of eating this ooey gooey chocolate chip cookie, which is the reward. Right? But we all know that that is not a reward. It was not good for you. But that's a good example of a bad habit that has a cue, a trigger, and a reward. So what you want to do is find those lists of habits that you have that are good, okay, and that you want to add on top of so that you can stack those other habits that are going to help you get closer to where it is you want to be. So understanding what your cues are going to be, all right, first thing in the morning, that's the cue. It's the first thing I put my feet on the ground. Instead of going for the soda, I'm going to go for two glasses of water first. Cue, I woke up. Trigger, it's morning and I know that activity is what I typically do, but I need to change it. The reward is that I get to have the soda because I had the two glasses of water first. All right, the next thing is I want you to align your newly stacked habit to a goal and assign it to a time that makes it efficient and effective. Again, you have to make sure that it's going to align with your lifestyle, it's going to make sense with the habit that you're stacking it on. And then that will make it more efficient and effective for you. And then lastly, I want you to try the stack out. I want you to evaluate it for its effectiveness. And if it's necessary, go ahead and make any adjustments. Maybe you need to switch it up to a different habit, stack it to a different habit or something like that. But you want to optimize here at this point after you've tried it out for a little while so that you'll make sure that it is a success for you. Now let's move on to workflows, okay? As your new habit stacks take shape, developing a strategy for productivity may become much easier as well. Now, early in my entrepreneurial journey, my husband used to make fun of me and he would talk about me and say that I was a bit obsessive with my systems and processes, but now I kind of look at him and say, look where it got me, right? I felt like I just couldn't be successful unless I had a plan to attack things like client acquisition, the customer experience, and just everything in between. I just didn't want to be caught with, you know, not having an answer or not having a process for something and looking like I wasn't prepared. I just don't like that feeling. So I would create systems and processes to make sure that if something happened, I had accounted for it as much as possible. Obviously, I couldn't account for everything, but I would try to make sure that I had these systems and processes in place. So what I learned was, and I learned it the hard way, what it felt like to be unprepared. I did not like it, like I said. So workflows really did help me. And they are systems that really manage your tasks and the processes that happen, but they do it in a specific order. So that's your workflow. You have ABC 1, 2, 3, you know, and just like that 1, 2, 3, the order in which you do certain tasks provides structure, clarity, and it helps you keep yourself on track and it helps you to track your progress, which is what I liked. So when you have a workflow, you can say, okay, I know that I have to do these steps in this order to get this result or to fulfill this task. That task is important because it's a cog in a wheel that's making the whole thing turn, right? So when you have your ABC 1, 2, 3 step by step in order, you can, when things break down, you'll be able to track the progress or track down where the issue is much quicker than it would if you didn't have a method to your madness. So have you ever heard of a project management tool? That's something else that I used. So for years, I used Asana. And I know you've heard me talk about Asana here on the podcast. I love Asana. I love the idea of a project management tool because it let me put my steps down on paper, if you will, in a digital format. So I could manipulate it if I needed to reorder things when I was evaluating. But I always could do like a checklist. You can move like the task, elements of the task. You can move them from like step to step. So like, for instance, I would have my podcast and I would have the steps would be, you know, scripted out, SEO research, and then it would be record, and then it would be edit, and then it would be publish, and then it would be archive. So I would know as I moved the podcast episode through this process, through this workflow, I would know that I had done everything that I needed to do to get the podcast out. But more importantly, I would know that it was consistent and that it wasn't like, you know, completely off the rails every single time, different situation. And I would always know where I was in the process. And if for some reason a podcast didn't go out like it should have, I would look back at my workflow and say, oh, it got stuck in the editing process, or, oh, I never did do the SEO research or whatever. I could identify where the bottleneck was. So I love that platform. I'll link it down below because it really is a lifesaver. It was for me, and I know it will be for you. It allowed me to organize my thoughts, right? And like I said, create that workflow that ensured my weekly activities were done and that I maintained consistency. The other thing it helped with was my social media scheduling, my hero content, and my customer relationship building. They were all workflows within that program. So if you need that, definitely grab the link below. So sure, there were some balls that I dropped because I'm human, right? That had nothing to do with the system, but the system is helpful. But it was those balls that dropped mainly happened when I didn't refer to the workflow like I should have. So it wasn't the workflow's issue. So listen, it's hard out here. It is hard out here practicing good habits. And that can make all the difference, practicing good habits. So I want you to combine habits for an effective habit stack, and you'll increase your odds of achieving the success that you're looking for. I want you to assess your current habits, acknowledge your needs, and I want you to take action using the workflows that make consistency and productivity as easy as 1, 2, 3. So today's episode is complete. I hope you enjoyed it because I feel like at this stage of the year, we are rounding the corner, headed towards the last quarter. And this is a good time to start stacking habits because you want to be prepared for the new year, right? We all come up with these goals and aspirations for the beginning of the year. but we've created these horrible habits, right? So let's start curbing those habits now by habit stacking the good habits, identifying those good habits, and then stacking more habits for success, and then creating a workflow that's going to help you stay consistent and productive and make sure that what you're doing is efficient and effective, so that when you get to the beginning of the year and you're setting your goals, you'll have a game plan already. You'll have your habit stacks ready to make sure you can plug in that goal and achieve it by the end of the year. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Remember, this is an independently funded podcast. So your reviews, your comments, the sharing that I would love for you to do is all extremely helpful in me continuing to bring this type of content to you. If there's anything you'd like for me to talk about in the future, please leave that comment below, or you can DM me over on Instagram at AFPatrick, and I'd be happy to add that to the rotation. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AFPatrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms. So if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.